In remarks at the White House, the president accused majority Democrats of wasting time with investigations while failing to move major appropriations measures that fund government operations. Though the 2008 fiscal year began October 1st, annual spending legislation has not reached the president's desk where he would sign or veto it. Republicans were guilty of slow action on spending bills when they controlled Congress, but they and the president are now doing everything they can to highlight the current bottleneck under the Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke Tuesday after weekly Republican policy discussions.
One of the principal promises the new Democratic majority made is they were going to do it differently. They were going to get the job done on time. That didn't happen. They were going to send individual appropriation bills. That didn't happen. I mean, here we are, the fiscal year ended September 30th, not one single appropriation bill on the desk of the president. The hypocrisy of that, I think, is stunning.
Democrats fired back, repeating their tactic of contrasting the president's veto of key bills, such as one to fund children's health insurance, with spending on the war in Iraq. Harry Reid is Senate Majority Leader.
We feel very comfortable fighting for America's priorities. We feel very uncomfortable listening to the president talk about what we're doing that's wrong when we know the main problem we have in America today is the inordinate amount of time, effort, and money being spent in the intractable civil war in Iraq, which has destabilized that region and dropped our standing in the world community.
House and Senate appropriators are expected to meet Thursday to discuss a possible catch-all measure that would include three separate bills for the Pentagon, the Veterans Administration, and domestic health and education spending. But the president says he would veto such a measure, asserting Democrats want to hold military funding hostage in order to force his hand on domestic spending.
I will veto such a three-bill pileup. Congress should pass each bill one at a time in a fiscally responsible manner that reflects agreement between the legislative branch and the executive branch.
In a news conference on Tuesday, House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer accused the president of obstructionism on children's health legislation, a revised version of which is now pending before the Senate, and urged him to drop his veto threats.
We think our priorities are right. We think the American public support our priorities. And we would ask the president to sign these bills, which will make America a stronger, better place, keep our faith with our veterans and our military, keep our country strong, keep our kids educated and our families healthy.
President Bush Tuesday also called Democratic leaders irresponsible for delaying action on his $196 billion emergency request for U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Democrats say they won't act on that until they see President Bush endorsing a significant change in his Iraq strategy. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.